The idea that no one is looking at the model presented by Mayor Rudy Giuliani in New York, which was very simple. If you throw a rock, you're arrested. If you throw a bottle, you're arrested. And all of a sudden, New York was, and it literally was almost overnight, New York became safe.
The John McCullough Show, weekday evenings at 6 on The Patriot.
And we're back on Sports Talk this hour with former Tiger Dan McClain. Here's John Cameron.
And we're back with the two-time Cy Young Award winner, baseball's last 30-game winner, Denny McClain. There'll never be another one in baseball. And we're going to be joined by Denny just a couple minutes after the break. And taking your calls at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385. Or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Westland Bowl for over 50 years, a great place to bowl for you, your family, and friends, or join the league. Westland Bowl is one of the largest bowling centers in Metro Detroit. 60 lanes, many new amenities, two bars, and a snack bar with great pizza and burgers. Have fun and burn those calories at Westland Bowl, a perfect place for fundraisers and company parties. Westland Bowl on Wayne Road, north of Ford Road. Now, if you have water in your basement, you should call Martin Sewer Cleaning at 734-752-8974. Martin Sewer Cleaning serves all of Metro Detroit and is rated number one with BBB, and they have a five-star rating. So if you need sewer work in your home or business, call the best, Martin Sewer Cleaning, for a free in-home estimate. 734-752-8974, 734-752-8974. Men's Direct Pharmacy in Clinton Township, dedicated to treating personal injury patients from auto accidents, slip and fall, work-related injuries. With one call, Men's Direct will deliver your physician-prescribed medications directly to your door so you can concentrate on getting better. Make Men's Direct Pharmacy your one-stop for all your prescription needs, located on 19 Mile between Garfield and Hayes in the Greater Lakes Medical Plaza, or go online, mensdirectpharmacy.com, mensdirectpharmacy.com. Denny McClain, my guest on Sports Talk. What's going on, Denny?
Not much. Green Bay still holds an 11-point lead, which is a great thing.
I don't know how Green Bay can. Well, now Seattle and Dallas did come back, but there'll be some real hell-raising in Dallas if they don't win this game.
Well, I don't suspect that. I just don't think they'll beat Green Bay.
Well, Green Bay's not good without Jordy Nelson, but they are. They're playing
well,
good
today.
Well,
they're a much, much better team when he's playing. But you know what? They got a good team, period. As long as the quarterback doesn't get hurt, they got a chance to beat anybody.
Well, look at last year. The quarterback didn't get hurt. He had his worst year of his life because Jordy Nelson wasn't there.
Well, again, I say when you got 11 stars on the field, you should be able to win most of your games. They don't have Jordy, so there's not much you can say about it other than hopefully, I don't know, what's the status? Is he trying to come back next week or 2 weeks?
Well, this is the first game he's missed. He's got the broken ribs or some strained ribs or something, but he's got some issues.
It's a different team without him, that's for sure.
Yeah, they're definitely they're not as good without him. I didn't think they had any chance they could win in Dallas today, anything chance they do, but they're doing now. 21-10, is it halftime?
21-10, it is. No, not about 2 minutes left, first half. And Dallas has got the ball.
I can't see it. Bring it back, would you?
Okay. Oh, my God, what a hit. He should be arrested for that hit.
Nelson was questionable this week. He might play next week.
Oh, my God, his feet were 10 feet in the air. Holy Maroney. Oh, my God.
Denny, we got calls. We got your boy Cowboy in Windsor, Denny.
It looked like me hitting Mickey Lolich years ago. What's up? All right, go ahead, Cowboy. How are you?
Hi, Ron and Alex. And great speaking again, Denny. About three of your teammates, could you tell me something about, well, tomorrow was Mike Marshall's birthday, what he was like. And I think you mentioned something about Pat Dotson a couple of times, and could you amplify that? And also, I noticed that during the Tiger broadcast that Jim Price will mention certain Tiger. I don't think he's mentioned you more than once or twice. Were you and Price at loggerheads for some reason? Take it off the air, and of course I'll be praying for you and Mrs. McClain. But thanks for putting me on, Ron and Alan. It's great talking to you again, Denny, and have a great week, boys.
Cowboy, thank you very much. I really appreciate the kind words. Price and I, we've had a difference of a number of opinions. Jimmy has had, I don't know, for lack of a better term, with players, especially former players, some issues, lots of issues.
Yes.
And unfortunately, he's in a pretty good place, and you're right. I mean, I don't know if he mentions our name more than once a year, maybe twice at sometimes, but he's in a good position to help a lot of guys, and I hope he does,
including himself with the main one he helps.
Well, that's the bottom line. But it's unfortunate. And in fact, he and I had a meeting about a year and a half ago, and we sat down, and I thought we buried the bread, and everything was fine. And I tried to have lunch with him a couple of times, and he didn't return my call. So it is what it is. We'll just march on. I mean, we're 70 years old. I mean, what I don't understand is we all won a World Series and a pennant back in the 60s. And what I don't understand is how can you go forward with any animosity? Take a look at your left hand with your ring. Why did you get that ring? I mean, we had a lot of great players on our team, 6 or 7 All-Stars at any one time.
He wasn't one of them.
Jimmy wasn't one of them. And the guys, but he did support the team. He warmed up a lot of guys. He did his job and what have you. But the bottom line, I don't say that facetiously. I mean, a good catcher in a bullpen makes a big difference for a good relief pitcher. But the bottom line is, it's just too bad that some of these guys have carried this animosity. And to be honest with you, I don't know any other way of saying it. It's pure jealousy. I mean, I'm sorry. It is. It's pure jealousy. And there's one other guy that, of course, which is a famous bit of animosity, and that was Mickey Lolich. I mean, the number of card shows that Lolich and I could have done over the years is in the triple digits. And he's always refused to do a card show with us for whatever reason. And makes no sense, although I probably have 30 or 40 of his autographs on various stuff. I mean, I don't hold any animosity towards Mickey Lolich. Listen, if it wasn't for Mickey Lolich, we would not have won the World Series in 1968. So I thanked him every day since we won it in 1968. He was just I don't know what happened to him in the beginning of the season, because, boy, he stunk. But, boy, sometime in August, when he got his act together, he was some kind of pitcher. And we were really proud of him because he was able to put himself back together. You know, the old Humpty Dumpty line, he fell off the wall. Well, he got himself off the ground eventually and became a hell of a pitcher.
Well, you know, we're mentioning about Price and all that stuff. And of course, you and I both know Jim Northrup very, very well. You were with him right before
sure.
he died, and great man. But he went on my show and called him a crook, a phony, a backstabber. And he said he's got his nose stuck so far in Mickey Lolich's rear end, you couldn't pry it loose. And he says, Ron, I'm going to tell you this. If I could get away with murder, I'd get a gun and shoot that guy.
I know. Jimmy had no positive, not an ounce of positiveness for
you want to kill him.
Well, he hurt him. He hurt him pretty bad when Pass had the games and what have you, and then all those changes that were being made.
And the Tigers forced Price onto him.
What's that?
The Tigers forced Pass to get Price. They forced him. They told me that.
Right. No, I don't think there's any question about that. But the bottom line is it cost Jimmy an awful lot in his life at that point in time.
Northrup,
and I don't know if anybody's aware of this, but Jimmy later on in his life, he went out and they adopted 3 children, him and his wife.
Yes. Oh, was that great. Brought him to the show.
All 3 children, by the way, were black. And, I mean, that takes one hell of a man to step forward and do what he did and spent the rest of his life taking care of those 3 kids. Unfortunately, Jimmy died a number of years ago, but Jimmy was a player, a real major league player. And Jimmy could get you mad, boy. He could get you so upset during a ball game, but not after the game. He was Jimmy Northrup. During the game, he was the most intense individual I've ever met in my life. You didn't even want to talk to him on the bench. when the game was going on, especially if he was not having a good day at the plate. But I will say this, and I'm not sure, maybe one of your guys can take a look at it, but I believe Jimmy Northup hit 6 or 7 grand slams for me in my career. That's a lot of grand slams for one guy. He hit 2 in one game in Cleveland for me.
Yes.
He hit 1 in the World Series for me.
And so, let me ask you, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Jimmy was a hell of a player.
But, you know, I was at the game in Cleveland when he hit the 2 home runs. Yep. You don't remember? He almost hit a 3rd in the grand slam in that same game.
Yep.
But you know what I remember most is Don Wirt getting beaned by Hal Kurtz.
I don't remember that.
He got beaned. Remember, Wirt got beaned, and his career was never really
he got hit in the head. Once you get hit in the head, it's tough to dig in again. I mean, it's you know, that ball's coming at 95, 100 miles an hour, and once that ball gets you the first time, man, I tell you, it takes some great chutzpah to step back in there and do the same thing you did the time before with the bat in your hand. So I don't blame him for getting a little gun shy, but you know, it's all in the nature of the injury. I mean, and that was a pretty whack. Now that I recall the seriousness of the whack, I mean, he really got whacked. And, you know, mentally, I don't think he ever recovered. I saw Donnie, by the way, about, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 months ago, somewhere in Pennsylvania at a show.
That's where he lives.
And
yeah.
Donnie looks good. Donnie's had a stroke. But he signed for three and a half hours at the show.
How long ago did he have the stroke?
A year and a half ago. And
was that before they had the
it's taken him quite a bit of time to sign autographs, but the good thing about it is he can still sign autographs, he can still travel. And you know, he and McCullough were still close even up until the time Dick McCullough died too.
Well, they
maintained that Donnie Wirt and McCullough roomed together forever.
Let me ask you this, did he suffer the stroke before they had the reunion here?
No, it was after.
That's what I thought, because he looked pretty good here.
Yeah, he was great here. Well, listen, when I saw him at the show, he looked pretty good there, too. The only problem he had was in his right arm in being able to sign. But I think it took him a little while to get used to signing that many autographs. And he did a good job once he got into a tempo and you know, no one had any complaints, and he stayed until everybody got one. So, I mean, Donnie didn't get up just because the show was 3 hours and, you know, it was time to leave. Donnie stayed until everybody got an autograph.
We're talking.
And that's typical of Donnie.
Yeah, you know, he's great, great man. Good third baseman, great guy. Yeah. We're talking with Denny McClain on Sports Talk and taking your calls at 800-923-9385, 923-9385, 800. Under Derry,
who are the other two guys that Cowboy asked about?
Mike Marshall was one.
Oh, Mike Marshall's birthday, yeah.
Mike was, I don't know. I think Mike still lives on a celestial star somewhere. Mike has had some strange ideas about pitching, about life.
Yes. You know,
he's great to talk to, by the way. He's a great conversationalist. He's, you know, been a college professor. He's done a lot of great things in education. He's had some... you know, and I never agreed with much of it. He had some strange things about pitching. Although I will tell you this, he was ahead of his time for a while. When he was talking about pitching all the time, he said, you should pitch every day. You should throw the ball every day. And you know what?
He's right.
Once I met Johnny Sain, I threw the ball every day. And Marshall was right about that. And we're not talking about, for any kids who are possibly listening to the show or the fathers, we're not talking about throwing curveballs and sliders. We're talking about throwing the ball. And what I teach at the seminars, and I do a couple of weekly seminars at a place called the Bottom of the Ninth out in Clinton Township every week. And what I tell all these kids is one thing, never pick up the ball unless you're going to do something with it with a purpose. In other words, even if you're going to play catch, every ball you throw, let's try to throw it waist high, or let's throw it shoulder high, or let's throw it head high. But have a purpose, because if you get into a good rhythm and a good tempo, you're going to do that all the time, and you're going to start doing it when you are in the middle of a ball game and all of a sudden you need that fastball up and in. There it is, because you've been practicing it every time you picked up a ball.
Well, here's what else you wanted. You asked about Pat Dobson. I want to tell you, I don't know if I ever told you this story. I was in L.A. many years ago, and I was sitting with Pat Dobson in the press room before the game. The game's about to start. I get up. Where are you going? I said, just going to my seat. What about you? And he said, let's stick back here and talk. We don't have to go. And I said, okay. Sat and talked the whole game. And I'll never forget, two things came to my mind. When Dusty Baker won the World Series one year with San Francisco, he was advanced scout for San Francisco.
Yeah.
Pat Dobson's sitting at home, and he tells me, he gets a call right in the celebration. It was from Dusty. I just want to call and tell you. He went back in his office, shut the door, and just said, thank you for the work you did. If it hadn't been the work you'd done, we wouldn't have won the World Series. He said he just shocked me. So yeah. And then we started talking personal. I'll never forget this. We started talking. I said, are you married, Pat? He said, yeah, my wife died or something like that, divorce. He said, no, we got a divorce. And he said, where are you living now? And he said, you'll not believe this. And I said, not believe what? He said, where I'm living. And I said, where? And he said, you'll never guess who my roommate is. And I said, I have no idea. I moved in with Bill LaJoy.
You got to be kidding.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Well,
they were both divorced.
I mean, and let me be as firmly honest as I can be. Most guys who played in the 50s, 60s, I mean, there aren't many from the 40s still around, but most guys who played the game in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s to some degree, they had financial problems. I'm telling you, just about everybody. And we have never, we're the guys. We are the guys that started the union. We are the guys that walked out on strike in 1971. We are the guys that set everything in action. We're the guys that hired Marvin Miller. We are the guys that got everybody to walk out for 10, 11, 12 days. We are those guys. And it really hasn't done us much good. I mean, here these players are averaging $3.5 or $4 million a contract, and they're
more.
Doing
it's over
nothing
almost
for
six
the
now.
Previous player. They're doing nothing for the alumni. Nothing. I mean, and used to be automatic when we used to vote on the pension, and once we had to put it all back together. Every time we had a new contract, we voted for an increase for the former players. These guys stopped doing that. And I don't know why. I mean, they make so much money, and the selfishness and the greed.
Denny.
What's that?
I said, you got it. And I've talked to these guys that played in the 40s. They don't get anything.
They get nothing. I mean, it's like the former or the football players in the NFL. My God, some of those guys are getting – these are guys that played in the 50s and 60s, and most of them aren't around either, but – the bottom line is, I can't think of the one, the all-pro Hall of Famer with us, with Detroit, a receiver, and I can't think of his name right offhand, I'm sorry, but he's getting $600 a month pension. $600 a month pension. I mean, the first bruise he took, for God's sakes, he should have got $600. I mean, it's, God, I can't remember his name. Great receiver, Len Barney.
Oh, not a receiver, DB,
yeah,
DB.
Yeah. So the bottom line was they as bad as the major league players, the alumni have been treated, football is just, I don't even want to tell you what I think of them.
It's a joke. Let's go back to the phones, shall we? Oh, no, we got to, let's see now. Oh, that's wrong. Well, okay, let's get over here now. Let's take a quick break because we're late in a break, and then we got more calls waiting for Denny McClain. Dock & Sons Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning in Belleville serves all of Metro Detroit with quality carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout cleaning at a low price. Call Dock & Sons at 734-425-4626. 734-425-4626. And the Fenton Hotel in downtown Fenton since 1856, a fine dining casual restaurant featuring prime steaks, fresh seafood, and more. Entertainment Tuesday through Saturday in the Piano Bar. It's worth the drive. The historic Fenton Hotel. And Rusted Crow by Comerica and the new Little Caesars Arena shows sports always on many high-def TVs. Rusted Crow Detroit features a variety of entrees, including award-winning mac and cheeseburger. Rusted Crow has handcrafted spirits and cocktails. You'll dine in a rustic, eclectic atmosphere. Rusted Crow has lunch, dinner, and drink specials Tuesday through Sunday. Rusted Crow Detroit, perfect place to go before and after the games downtown. Rusted Crow Detroit on the corner of Adams and Park, first floor of the Kales Building. Back to the phones we go for Denny McClain. Let's go to Kurt and Fraser. You're on Sports Talk with Denny, Kurt.
Hello, thanks, Denny. Hey,
Kurt, how are you?
Mike Marshall pitching 208 innings out of the bullpen in 1 year, 1974, yeah, where he won the Cy Young. And that's unheard of. Like last year, 73 innings on the Tigers was the most out of their bullpen.
Incredible. That's absolutely incredible.
That's unheard of now. 208 innings out of the bullpen. That's why I want to ask you about our bullpen, Denny. I'm looking at our staff now, and there's 15 pitchers that might be on this team, but we only got 13 spots, and seven of them are starters. What do you think that bullpen's going to look like this year, Denny?
Well, you're very kind to say we've got 15 pitchers. I'll tell you that first. listen, we got a lot of trouble in that bullpen. They didn't fix it last year. It doesn't look promising right now. I'm confused by what they've done this winter. I mean, they make the big announcement early on that they're going to, they're taking a look at wholesale changes, and now apparently they've changed their mind. Listen, once you make that statement, it really takes the sap out of a lot of guys, and everybody's been waiting since they had that conversation and when they went public with it. Everybody's been waiting. The players have been waiting for the next shoe to drop. Fortunately or unfortunately, nothing has dropped. So I think there's a lot of positions on this club that are precariously just in position. They're not, in other words, the 15 pitchers, how many of them are going to go north when it happens? And I'll tell you this, before spring training is over with, you can take a look at between now and the end of spring training, I'll guarantee you we wind up with three or four, maybe five more pitchers, either with the club, close to the club, or in the organization somewhere. They can't go north with this pitching staff.
No, and one of them is Daniel Stump, and he's a Rule 5 draft, and they picked him up, and he's a left-hander. He could make the club, but if they don't keep him on the roster, on the major league roster, they lose him to waivers. So what do you think about him? Do you know anything about him?
No. The best thing about him is that he's left-handed. Left-handers get a lot of favor in Major League Baseball.
If they can breathe.
If you've got a body temperature of 98.5 or whatever the heck it is, you are going to get signed by somebody. They love left-handers. And there's one real good point, too. When we all were growing up as kids, and you probably can relate to this as well as yourself, when you were growing up, there weren't a lot of left-handed pitchers that you played against in high school and Babe Ruth ball and Pony League ball. We never saw that many. So the left-hander always has the advantage early on in his career when he's 18, 19, 20, 22, 23 years old, whatever it might be. That'll all level out eventually. But the left-handers, proportionately, percentage-wise, get signed at a higher level than a right-hander would. And rightfully so, because of the reasons I just told everybody. But the bottom line simply is a left-hander with a fastball that moves just a little bit is going to make, like they just announced the other day, the average major league salary, I think right now, is about $3.5 million a year. Well, that's what that left-hander is going to make. He's going to get close to $3.5 million a year if he has a body temperature of 98.5 or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, because all the crafty right-handers are in the minor leagues, Ron told me.
There's no crafty right-handers. All crafty left-handers. There's no crafty right-handers.
What a great thing. You're absolutely right. The only crafty pitchers in the world are left-handers.
Yeah, that's it.
They never sell a crafty right-hander because they're all in the minor leagues, that's what Ron told me. I'm believing it. The only one that could challenge Justin Wilson is Kyle Ryan, and I don't know if it's Kyle Ryan's going to make the team or this Daniel Stump, but one of those two will probably come north, and the other one will maybe be out of options. I don't know.
We'll see.
Right, thanks, Denny.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm
looking Thank you,
for.
Kurt, for the call. Let's
I'll
go.
Tell you what I'll tell you what I'm looking for. If they were competitive, if they were really competitive, I think we would have, number one, either Austin Jackson already back here, or we'd have the guy we traded to the Yankees, the right fielder, the left-handed hitter. What's his name? From Illinois. Why don't I know this?
Left-hander for me.
Huh?
Curtis Granderson?
Curtis.
They're not going to get Curtis back, but they could get Austin Jackson back.
Well, wait a minute. They could get Curtis back if they were. I don't know if you heard me. If they were competitive and they really thought they had a chance, they could get Curtis back. They'd go make a deal for Curtis. But they're not competitive. You're not going to see them do a big deal. You're not going to see them go out and sign a superstar. You're not going to see it. It's all about money right now because they don't feel that they've got the chemistry in the ball club to go ahead and win the division. Even if they snuck into the division, where are they going to go? To Pittsburgh for a playoff game? I mean, that's about as far as they're going to get.
Well, let's take another call. We got JJ in Lincoln Park here on Sports Talk with Denny.
Denny, I hope everything's getting all right with your wife. I say prayers
well,
for her.
We pray every day. It's a war.
All right. I got two questions for you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
First of all, who was your hero growing up?
Mickey Mantle was my – well, I had two of them. One was – by the way, I'll tell you this, J.J., I was a multimillionaire when I was 10 years old, and let me tell you why. On my Schwinn bicycle, I had all the rookie cards of Mickey Mantle in my front wheel and Al Kaline in the back wheel. And I'm going to tell you, that bike was worth $1 million. The day I left to go play professional baseball, the next morning, my mother threw away every baseball card that I had saved. Now, the memorabilia business was no big deal back then, and I only saved it because those two guys were my heroes. I always had a Mickey Mantle and an Al Kaline glove, always, from the time I was about 8 or 9 years old. Those were my two guys that I really, really, I just love those two guys. And Mantle, just a terrific guy. And Al, of course, I got to play with him. Just imagine this. Here you are, 18 years old, and you're in the 19 years old, you're in the major leagues. And here you go ahead, and you're going to pitch to Mickey Mantle, your idol, and you're going to play with your idol, Al Kaline. I mean, how much better can life be?
When you're 18 or 19, not much better.
I don't want to be nasty, but when I met Kaline the first time, I swear I peed in my cup. And I'm not talking about the cup you drink out of.
I understand.
I was so excited. It was unbelievable.
Well, being from the Chicago area, I got to ask you a question in regard to Detroit. How come there's no good Italian beef places in Detroit? And that's such a delicious treat when you're in Chicago. Can you answer that one for me?
I heard somebody say the other day that the hot dog, and you know, Chicago's famous for the Chicago hot dog and the deep dish pizza. I heard somebody on a radio station say the other day that the hot dogs in Chicago and the deep dish pizza, which Chicago invented, by the way, sucked. And these two lunatics, I mean, all they do is sit on the, and I'm not going to name them now. I don't want to give them any promotional value. But the bottom line is these two lunatics sit there all day long, and all they do is rip somebody time after time after time after day and day and day in and day out. And it just irritates me. You're in the sports business. Talk sports. You don't have to talk about pizzas and hot dogs. I mean, because there's no better hot dog in the world than a Chicago hot dog.
I listen to this radio station all the time, and everybody's a better general manager than when Joe Dumars or Jimmy Delgado or whoever's doing what. They're all better than Bob Quinn. They're all a better pitcher than you, and they can all do sports talk radio better than Ron Cameron, and everybody can run your business or my business better than me.
Yeah.
Just ask them.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, they're better presidents than Trump or Obama because they just sit on their backside and shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Well, they may be, absolutely. But that's not the point.
And see, I think, you know, I don't remember society being like that before 9/11. I'm not blaming anything on 9/11. 9/11 was the worst day of in our lives as far as this country goes. And the bottom line simply is that something changed on 9/11, but something dramatically societal changed also on 9/11 and what developed after that. And I say this, and I know you guys are going to know what I'm talking about. Our society has become terribly greedy and selfish. And I alluded to the Alumni Association and the current players, but I think that's consistent with just about every business and everybody, if you know people in and out of the world of business. I mean, selfishness and greed have got overwhelming from time to time, if not all the time. And it's just a horrible – those are two character traits that are brutal, just absolutely brutal. Because we're all in this world, and some of us get luckier than others, but we sure got to sit down one day and help somebody. And that's what we should all kind of – if you took 20 minutes every day and wrote down, well, listen, I'm going to go help the Billy Thomases who live down the block. I'm going to go give them a $5, $10, $20 bill. That you don't even have to tell them that you're giving it. Put it in their mailbox. Wouldn't that make you feel better? Wouldn't that – I mean,
Right, that's my point. We don't help our neighbors anymore.
You're right.
That's what the government's job's to do. See, no one understands what the 10th Amendment is, Denny. The 10th Amendment says if it's not in the Constitution, then it's left up to the people or the states. And the far-reaching tentacles of the federal government, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. They might
Absolutely.
All be good intentions, but they're making the world and our country a crappier place. Carpe diem.
Well, not only that, but the other thing, too, is, and this indicates how bad some things have been recently. And listen, we still are the greatest country in the world. But my point is, not only, yes, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, but the roads now, in more ways than one, are so bad. I mean, nobody would even want to go on these roads with good intentions or bad intentions. I mean, to see that our infrastructure has gotten to be this bad.
Well,
in a short time, we're only talking 50 years here, to be a short time infrastructure that is just absolute garbage. The people in Washington and elsewhere, boy, they really blew it. They've blown it the last 50 years.
That's because, listen, the man who wrote the Constitution, James Madison, he vetoed one bill the last day when he was in office, and it was to approve waterways, canals, and bridges. He said if he gave that power to the federal government, they'll exhort their power over the local communities and ruin everything. And that was back in 1817, and he's been proven right to this day. Go to another caller, and God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you very much.
You.
Green Bay has got the ball on the one-yard line now.
On their own one-yard line or their Dallas one-yard line?
On Dallas's one-yard line. Great play by the greatest quarterback that I've seen in a long time, Mr. Rogers. And I call him Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers. We'll continue and close it out with Denny because I know he can't stay too much longer in just a moment.
Yeah, thank you.
And give us a call if you'd like to speak with Denny McClain. We'll be open line the rest of the way after that. One more segment with Denny and then we'll go. At 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Teriyaki Madness McComb features the best chicken teriyaki and spicy chicken, tender and juicy, yakisoba noodles, also vegetarian dishes, shrimp tempura, appetizers, salads, lunch, dinner, 7 days, dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. Teriyaki Madness, Hall Road, just east of Hayes. Look up Teriyaki Madness on Yelp, Google, and Facebook. And Daily Diner in Waterford serves a variety of sandwiches, burgers, dogs, specialty salads, and homemade soups. Breakfast, unique variety of omelets, including Daily Diner's famous Hillbilly Eggs Benedict. Breakfast and lunch specials, 7 days, 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. Daily Diners on M59, just west of Telegraph. Michigan Beer Company in Novi, representing the hardworking people with great food and drinks, showcasing over 100 Michigan craft beers on tap and bottles and cans that features a full menu of Michigan foods and unique dishes like venison, cedar plank salmon, rapid pierogies, beer-battered fish and chips, great meatloaf and ribeye steaks in an upscale, casually atmosphere. Dinner 7 days and lunch on weekends. Michigan Beer Company dining and parties up to 1,000 people. Michigan Beer Company, downtown Novi, Grand River at Main Street. For dining and party reservations, go to mibeerco.com, mibeerco.com, mibeerco.com. If you like Michigan beers, you'll love Michigan Beer Company. All righty, we're talking with Denny McClain on Sports Talk, taking your calls at 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. You got an email?
Yeah, Denny, we have Jeff from Ferndale. Denny, interesting question. Who is the bigger drinker, Ray Oyler or Billy Martin? And were either under the influence during games? Also, if you are
Go ahead.
Also, if you are a Mano Galarraga, how would you have felt about what Jim Joyce did ruining his perfect game? Would you take it in stride as he did, or would you let it bother you?
You know what? You got to move on. It was a disappointing moment for everybody, but it's the game. I mean, it's just the game. I mean, listen, I'm very upset that they're putting the umpires in positions that they really don't belong in. We can't holler at an umpire anymore. You can't have an argument. You can't scream. I mean, all of a sudden, listen, I made a prediction within 10 years we won't have umpires on the bases. What we will have is a radar system, a monitoring system, that will absolutely make the game closer than it's ever been before, and no one will have the ability to argue. How do you argue with a monitor? So, but as far as your first question goes, you've got the Billy Martin versus Ray Oyler. I suppose Ray probably drank more. Maybe the only guy I think that drank more than Ray Oyler did, and I had Ray for a roommate for five or six years. I think the only guy that I know drank more than Ray was Eddie Matthews. Eddie just was over the top for a long time.
Almost ruined his career, too, but he bounced back.
A number of times he almost did. And when he was sober, he was the most delightful guy in the world. When he was drunk, he was a terrorist. I'm telling you, he was a terrorist. He wanted to fight everybody. Where Ray Oyler, no matter how drunk he was
a fun guy.
Ray was fun, and all he wanted to do was become romantic. He didn't care with who either. I don't know.
Were they ever drunk during games?
About animals. What's that?
Were they ever drunk during the games?
No. I never met a player during the game that was drunk. But
Billy Martin was drunk during the games.
No, I don't believe that. But drunk and having a couple of drinks are two different things. And I'm not saying either one is good. Don't misunderstand me. But I know for a fact that Martin had a couple of cocktails regularly.
Couple.
And Ray, of course, I always told Ray, I said, listen, the reason why you're a 180 hitter is that you're half in the bag before the game starts. And what ball are you actually going to hit when it comes to your home plate? How many balls do you see before the ball crosses home plate? And we would just laugh and got a good kick out of it. But God knows he got sober, by the way, before he died. That was the sad thing about his life. All of that drinking and all of that stuff that he did drunk, he gets sober, and a few years later, of course, he drops dead in the lobby of the business that he worked for. It was just,
well, you know, he was only about 40 in his early 40s when he died, wasn't he?
Right. Well, look at this sadness with Joe Sparma. And of course, Joe didn't die from anything other than a bad heart. Joe had open heart surgery. It was a success. And the next morning he had a coronary attack, and he died in the hospital. It was awful. Just terrible.
Where was a hard-nosed person? Good guy.
Yeah.
Good
Joe?
Guy.
Oh, right.
I have a quick question for you, Denny. The Cubs won the World Series this year, obviously. Did you think that it would ever happen in your lifetime, honestly?
Did I ever think it would happen?
Yep, in your lifetime.
Hell no. Are you kidding? I've been waiting 70 years. And unfortunately, they disappointed us so much. I mean, we used to go to the games, too, like everybody else in Chicago. We were lunatics and had a great time at the ballpark. It really is probably one of the most beautiful parks in all of the world when we talk about this particular kind of sport. And the fans, the way they've supported the Cubs all these years, but everything in Chicago has changed with the Cubs, too. It's no longer the group anymore that is out there supporting them. It's just people with, listen, you know, now you go to a Tiger game, it's going to cost you $200 to $300 to take a family of four. It's worse than that in Chicago with the Cubs.
Can you stay about five more minutes, Denny?
Yeah, okay.
All right, because I'll just do a long break at the end. We'll do that way. And we're talking with Denny McLean. If you have a quick question or comment for Denny, you can give us a call at this number, 800-923-9385, 800-923-9385, or email CameronSportsTalk@yahoo.com. Next week, hockey, either Larry Murphy, Darren McCarty coming on next week on Sports Talk, so be ready for that. I messed it up this week on the thing. And Denny, so what's how are you doing with your injuries? You've had some injuries and all that stuff. You're bouncing back pretty good?
Yeah, I am. As a matter of fact, I just had a new knee put in about 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago now. I'm moving around pretty good. Hurts like hell, but I'm moving around pretty good. And as far as the ankle that I had destroyed when a guy dropped a 16 railroad ties on my left foot and broke it in, I don't know how many. I don't even remember anymore how many places.
I think you said eight. You told me eight places.
Yeah, it's just been unbelievable. And this foot is, because it's a crush accident, it's a crush problem, is it'll never heal while I'm alive anyway. I don't know how the hell it heals when I'm dead.
That's so, going to be hard, too.
While I'm alive, it'll never heal. The doctor says it'll take 60 years for that thing to actually heal. And he says, I'm not sure if you got 60 years. I said, I'm not either. But the bottom line simply is it continues to really bother me. I mean, it's one of those things that you just don't ever get over. And the weather really affects that because I've got a lot of steel in my – I got a lot of steel in my foot. And it's got tentacles. The steel has got tentacles. It goes to three or four of the toes to keep everything in place all the time. But it hurts like hell all the time.
You won't see Denny in the marathon anytime soon, I don't think.
No marathons for at least 65 years.
Okay. Maybe then you'll be the oldest marathoner ever. Let's go to Howard in Farmington Hills. Howard, you're on with Denny.
Hey, Howard.
Hi, Denny. Can you hear me?
How you doing?
Yeah,
how
we
doing?
Are.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, so back in 91, you were involved in a bar with Eli Zared at the Sheraton Hotel. And we were in there prepping for a party, and my daughter was on crutches. She was 7 years old, and you approached her and said, oh, you had knee surgery. And she proudly looked at you and said, no, I'm going through bone cancer. To which you said, oh, I'm sorry, sent your son out to the car to grab a couple of baseballs to autograph. And I just want to tell you, she's 33 now and owns her own business in Birmingham, Michigan, a children's-only yoga studio.
Isn't that wonderful? Congratulations.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Oh.
Not a daughter. That's just absolutely terrific. And she's doing real well, I assume, after hearing what you just said.
She is doing fantastic, yes.
Well, you tell her the guy that gave her the baseballs is hanging in there, and you know, who knows? We may show up there. I may bring Ron down there looking for food.
Okay. She's on Cole and Eaton Street. It's called Born Yoga. It's just for children. And you said to us when you walked away, you'll be in our prayers. So the same for your wife. Your wife is in our prayers.
Howard, thank you for the call, Howard.
Ron,
you're
write the name of the business down. Ron, write the name of the business down. We'll go over there one day and say hi.
Call back and give it to.
He's still with us.
Write it down. Would you?
One more time, Howard.
Born.
Yeah, Howard. Yeah, that's a great story.
Born.
Yeah. Born Yoga.
Born Yoga in Birmingham.
In Birmingham, on Cole and Eaton.
Howard, thank you very much. Thank you, Howard.
Oh, you're very welcome. Okay.
Let's go to Dave.
You made my night. You really did. Thank you.
Dave and Warren, you're on Sports Talk with Denny McClain.
Yeah, hi, Denny. Hi, Ron. That last phone.
All right, Dave. How are you?
It was a very, very good phone call.
Dave, I thought you were dead.
No, I'm still around. I listen to your show every Saturday, Sunday. Unfortunately, I cannot say the same thing about Friday's show because the station you're on Friday is horrible. I cannot pick it up. It's, I don't know, there's too much interference from other stations, and, well, all I can say is, by the way, before I forget, Ron, even though I cannot pick your show up on next Friday, most likely on WPON or WCSX, whatever they call it, I do know that next Thursday is your birthday, so I'm going to say to you happy birthday right now, even though it's 4 days ahead of time.
Well, I appreciate that, Dave. How did you know it was my birthday? I forgot, really.
I know your birthday's the 19th. Yes, 19th of January, 19th day of the year. Years ago, when you used to be on WPLN, you had a Dr. Duop show.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, well, I remember the group came down there for the show. Yeah, I'm celebrating year number 58.
58 for you, huh?
58 for me.
Oh, okay. All right. By the way, Denny, I'm praying for your wife. I know she's had the Parkinson for a number of years. I'm familiar with that disease. My dad had it for 10 years. His father had it for 8 years. But, Denny, I want to ask you this question. I was reading in the paper about this rebuilding process. Justin Verlander says he does not want to go through it, even though he is 34, or will be 34 in April, next month. What is this rebuilding process, by the way?
Well, it's when you absolutely wholesale your whole ball club. You try to get rid of this. The bottom line, listen, the whole thing, when you start to talk about doing what the Tigers announced is that they're trying to drop money. It's all about money. It's got nothing to do with trying to win a pennant or a World Series. They've decided that they don't have the talent to win it. So, and I think what probably happened is when they made those announcements that they were going to start some wholesale changes, a lot of people got a little upset with them, and all of a sudden I think maybe the ticket sales fell off a little bit. Well, because it does not look like Mr. Ilitch was spending the kind of money that he should spend with this kind of a ball club. I mean, this club makes a lot of money. I mean, this club makes more money than you can imagine. And nobody likes to hear poor mouth when you're making this kind of money.
One general manager said that Al Avila was asking way too much for his players. Well, so what? Then don't.
Well, so what? That's okay. I mean, listen.
That's all right.
If you can get four superstars for a Justin Verlander, hell, go get them.
Yes.
I mean, this is a different game today than it used to be. And if you got some value on your ball club, you better, if you're looking to be a winner, consistent winner, you need to dump those valuable guys when it's time. And as far as Justin goes, Cabrera, it's not his time yet. But when Justin, 34 years old, pitchers don't get better after 30, 31, 32 years old. Nobody does.
He hurt his arm
unless it's a freak. Once in a while, you catch a freak. Some of the guys, the guys that lasted in their late 30s. But the whole thing gets down to you better get rid of that value at the appropriate time. And I think if they don't do it this year with Justin, then they blow a hell of a chance of blowing off $30 million a year.
Well, you know something. You know something else, Denny, too. Justin said he's too old to go through a rebuilding, but he's not too old for Kate Upton, is he? Is he?
No, he wants to go out to
I guess that's a great question for another time.
I don't blame him, though, Ron. You can't blame the man.
Cabrera's going to be 34 in April.
No, you can't. No, hell no, you can't blame him. And listen, there's nothing better than being in love. I mean, I've been married to the same woman for 53 years. She's a saint. She's a great, I mean, the greatest woman that a person could meet. And, you know, when I met her, I knew she was the lady that I was going to marry. And the bottom line is there's nothing better after 53 years to say you're more pretty today than you were the day we met. You're this, and every other thing. And we've had some pretty good fights in our life when it comes to things that have happened to us. And we lost our oldest daughter and some other things that have happened to us. But you know what? We're still here together. We're still fighting, and we're fighting this horrible disease. And who knows? Maybe we're going to beat it. You never know.
Well, by the way, Denny, there's a talk I was watching on TV news yesterday about human smuggling in Mexico from Cuba. Major League Baseball players apparently have been getting involved with that. Do you know anything about that?
No, I never heard that before.
Cuban players that have been going to the United States, they're being smuggled into Mexico and coming up into the United States from the Mexican border.
The players are being smuggled in?
Cuban players, Cuba.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, that's been going on a while. But as far as a train load of them, I would find that hard to really get into it or believe. But no, that route has been used for a long time. Listen, if you know the right people in Mexico, you're going to get to the United States in a legal manner. One thing they know in Mexico, you got a $100 bill on you and you can put 50 of those together. You are going to get whatever you want down there. It's a very, very poor country.
Well, I guess that wall that Trump was going to build is not going to stop him for the most part.
You can't build a wall to 50,000 feet.
No, you can't.
And Mexico's not paying for it.
By the way, Danny, I've got
to
ask,
Trump keeps saying that the Mexican government's going to pay for it.
No, they're not.
They're not going to pay for anything.
That's
for
what I was just saying.
The president of the country just made another announcement the other day and said he's smoking something funny. I think he is, too. Look at his hair.
Look at his hair.
That's all they're going to pay for it. But
I hope is he's not listening to this show.
a few months back, I think it was you were on show on Channel 2 where you were in the Hall of Fame or Hall of Shame or something like that. It was called actually a Problem Solver with Ron Wolchuk. What happened on that, by the way? I don't hear anything about it anymore.
It's BS. Absolute. BS. Total BS. Absolutely BS.
I saw that.
You never heard, and let me tell you something, you never heard another thing about it, did you?
No, I haven't. As a matter of fact, I remember watching that TV show. I was watching the news. It was 10 o'clock news.
It was all BS.
You kept grabbing that mic.
If it wasn't Denny McClain, it would have never been on the air.
You were trying to grab that. You were in your SUV, and you were trying to grab that microphone from him.
No, I wasn't trying. No, that's not true. I wasn't trying to. What I kept asking him, I kept telling him, if you're going to print the truth, I'll talk to you. But we're not going to. You're not going to go off and do. And then what he did to me, he did to everybody else he ever interviews. This guy, I don't even know his name. That's how much of an impact he's made on me. And the bottom line with this guy was, he doesn't care what he says. He's a liar. He expands upon the truth, doesn't tell the truth. And the guy stayed on. He's not a reporter. Let's clear one thing up.
Hey.
He's not a reporter. He's an entertainer. That's what he is. So an entertainer can get away with anything. A reporter has to stand up for some principles. He stands up for none. I'm sorry.
Hey, Dave, thank you for the call. And Denny, appreciate you coming on. We'll do it again next month or two. And we'll have dinner. We'll talk to you.
And everybody, thank you for your prayers, for sharing. I appreciate it more than you guys can imagine. You can't imagine how much I appreciate it. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts, and we'll see everybody down the road. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Danny. Bye-bye. Cedar Wholesale in Mount Clemens is the place to go for all your growing meds. Cedar Wholesale has grow lights, soil, nutrients, hydroponic systems, cocoa, and much more, all at wholesale prices. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Come grow with Cedar Wholesale Hydroponic Supply Store, 138 Northbound Gratiot at North River Road. Online, cedarwholesalesupply.com, cedarwholesalesupply.com. Knockout Pizzas, my old place, is open in Livonia, lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. Denny just called me. What's Denny calling me for? From noon till 10, great pizza, wings, and breadsticks for dine-in, carry-out, knockout delivers. Located on Plymouth Road at Merriman. Order online, knockoutpizza.com, knockoutpizza.com. Why is Denny calling me when I'm on the air? Well, I'll get him later. Light Hookah Lounge in Novi has premium hookahs in a casual yet upscale atmosphere. Light Hookah Lounge shows sports on 10 big-screen TVs, open 7 days from 5 p.m. Light Hookah Lounge sells hookah products, charcoals, and hookah heads to go. Friday and Saturday, DJ party. Light Hookah Lounge, downtown Novi and Main Street. Visit lighthookahlounge.com or lighthookah.com, lighthookah.com. Tobacco Joe's in Woodhaven is one of the largest selections of brand name and imported cigars, a variety of roll-your-own cigarettes and gift items at low prices. And Tobacco Joe's Woodhaven is a giant walk-in humidor. Open 7 days for all your smoking needs. Go to Tobacco Joe's Woodhaven, corner of Allen and West Roads behind Myers. Check out Tobacco Joe's Woodhaven. The Euro Cafe in Shelby Township features old-world Greek recipes. Spinach pies, moussaka, pastizio, lamb shank, grape leaves, flaming opa, slovakas, kebabs, pita sandwiches, Greek salads, and the best gyros around. Choice of beef, lamb, and chicken. The Euro Cafe has lunch and dinner specials, 7 days, dine-in, carry-out. The Euro Cafe delivers. The Euro Cafe on the corner of 23 Mile and Chaner in the Deer Creek Plaza. Call the Euro Cafe, 586-532-1500. And Peter's Palate Pleaser is a gourmet specialty food store and catering in Bloomfield Hills under new ownership, featuring poached and grilled salmon, barbecue ribs, seafood, beef tenderloin, and Palate Pleaser's famous chicken apple salad and fresh pastries every day, dishes, and many other fine entrees changing weekly. All healthy, fresh, and tasty. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 till 7, Palate Pleaser on Long Lake just west of Telegraph. Palate Pleaser delivers and will cater your party. Go to peterspalatepleaser.com, peterspalatepleaser.com. Advanced Surgery Center in Dearborn is an accident outpatient state-of-the-art facility with board-certified surgeons specializing in ear, nose, and throat, and plastic and orthopedic surgery. Advanced Surgery Center, corner of Michigan and Schaefer. For an appointment, call Advanced Surgery Center, 313-582-0100, 313-582-0100. Center of Healing in Redford, a spiritual empowerment where God is the center of your life. You're empowered to prosper spiritually, mentally, and financially. For more info, go to coh2017@gmail.com. COH2017@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. We'll have Darren McCarty and people like that on the show. And we're going to have Larry Murphy, it looks like, and Jim Leland coming up in a couple weeks. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Sponsored by Sports Talk with Ron Cameron.
Another crash on the way? Are you prepared? Mary is.
After the 2008 crash, my retirement portfolio, my 401k, really took a hit. And I vowed never to allow that to happen again. So I went out and I got educated. One of the things that sets Online Trading Academy apart from other schools is the fact that the instructors are not academics. They're real-world traders whom have traded in the pits in Chicago, in the NYMEX in New York, and they teach us just a multitude of things.
Mary learns strategies from professionals taught by professionals to increase profit in up or down markets. She came to a free power trading workshop, and you can too.
And if you really want to take control of your financial life, go for that initial seminar and see if it resonates with you. I can't recommend it enough.
Call 844-250-8723, 844-250-8723 to reserve your seat. That's 844-250-8723. Learn how to make money in any market.